You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster. Starting a new family dynamic can be difficult, and introducing new step parents is no exception. Sydney Gurney with USU Extension's Healthy Living Utah teaches a course that focuses on step family relations. She joins us today to talk about some of the challenges these families face. Thanks for joining me again.
Thank you for having me.
So, what are some challenges that step families encounter?
Step families encounter an abundance of different challenges. One big challenge that step families encounter is trying to bring together a group of people that all have different perspectives, personal history, backgrounds, maybe even cultural differences. And you're trying to bring these all into one family cohesive unit. And this can be difficult to navigate with everyone's different personalities and perspectives. And so we like to try to give people the tools in order to help navigate those challenges and bring together what we like to call a shared meaning. And by shared meaning is being able to have the same expectations over a symbol or an event.
So you talk about the challenges that families encounter as a whole, but is there like a certain age that might be hit harder than another when it comes to introducing a new step parent?
For sure. We tend to find that with children, it's usually the teenage age that has the most difficult time creating those shared meaning, creating those bonds, or that relationship with the new step parent, maybe even step siblings. Kind of that age of like 9 to 15 is a really difficult age for many reasons. One is that's a big developmental stage of life for kids. And, you know, they're going through all these different bodily changes, social changes, and then you throw on this another change in with all the changes that they're already going through. And so that's that teenage age is a really difficult age to combine families. And so we don't want to share with families, make sure that they know, like, it's not just you, it's not just a hard kid or anything. It's also a very just hard, difficult age with all so many changes that they're facing.
And going back to the course that you teach on step family relationships, is this a course that can help families that are struggling with this transition?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the main reasons we've done this course is to help these families with these transitions. There's so many transitions that step families go through, whether it's transitioning into co-parenting, parenting across different households, you know, transitioning to new places. We like to give families the tools to be able to help talk and communicate through these transitions, and also just to make families aware of what transitions that they may be facing. And so, of course, this is a course that can help, definitely helping families struggle through transition.
All right. Sydney Gurney with USU Extension's Healthy Living Utah. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Loved being here.
And be sure to tune in next week for more Extension Education Highlights with Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster.